Good morning, Indianapolis. It's me, Big Rob. Yeah, I'm back. I was just on, like, 5 seconds. Well, not 5 seconds ago. More like 20 minutes ago. Close enough, right,
close
guys?
That's close enough. You're almost there.
So, we got Kieran.
Hello, it's me.
And
Big Nelly is not here today.
Landon's not here.
So, taking over for him, we've got Sam. Herman.
Mr. Paraman.
It's me.
The Paraman himself is taking
from
over
for off one of the rails.
From off the
rails. From off the rails.
Yeah, it's an amazing show. You
it's a crossover today. It's a weird one.
Every Wednesday at 8:30 to 9:15.
Shameless plugs. I love them.
Absolutely. Beautiful.
So, yeah.
Contestants.
We got our contestants.
We got
our champion,
Miles.
Why, hello.
There he is.
And we got our challenger, Elijah.
What's good, guys? What's good?
A recap. Does anybody remember what happened on last game?
I do not.
Whenever we gave him a little interview before.
I do not.
The show.
I do not. It's been a bit since I was on.
We asked him, what do you think's going to happen whenever you face him? And do you remember what you said?
What I said?
Yeah.
I said I was going to beat him.
All right.
Then I said I was going to beat Owen's record.
We're going to find out.
Come after Owen's record.
It's a bold claim.
It's a bold one. All right.
That's a bold strategy, Cotton. We'll see if it works.
All right. Ready?
Anyway.
Sam.
Are you? Oh, wait, I'm up first?
Yeah.
Go first.
Up first.
They got to do their...
Yeah.
Okay, then. Well,
I think they got to rock, paper, scissors for who gets their questions first. On the, that's
well,
what
you
they
guys,
did.
You guys already know the segment, right?
Yeah.
You guys know the ordeal. It's trivia. So, let's see it.
Is it, though?
Yeah.
Rock.
Best out of one or best out of three?
Just best out of one.
Best out of one. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
You're tying so many times.
This keeps going.
This is amazing.
There we go.
And for the 9,257th time.
I did it.
All
right.
My streak continues.
Miles didn't lose
rock, paper, scissors last episode.
All right.
Absolutely amazing. Well, your
Miles
questions
has,
are... You're,
Miles
I'm going to question
the
you
rock,
first.
Paper, scissors winning streak.
I'm going to question you first, Miles. All right,
okay,
your first question. You ready?
I'm very ready.
Where is actor Brian Baumgartner, who plays Kevin in The Office, from? California, Georgia, North Carolina, or New York?
Well, I saw a clip of Aaron Rodgers saying hi to him before the Jets game before he tore his Achilles, so I'm going to go with New York.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Positive?
Yeah.
Well,
it's wrong.
That's wrong. The answer's Georgia. It's from Georgia, man.
Oops.
Oopsie doopsie. But, not a bad guess.
Oopsie doopsie. What did you do, Rob? What are you doing?
You're looking all
jazz hands,
bro. What are you doing?
Jazz hands. You jazz hands.
Love
jazz hands.
Anyways, question two: what year did the Milwaukee Bucks become an NBA franchise? Was it in 1952? In 1963, in 1968, or 1979?
Well, it's not 1979. I think it's either between B or C. I'm going to go B.
1963?
Yeah.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, sure.
You're wrong.
Oh, bro.
It's
just not your day.
Not your day, man.
The answer is 1968, man. Can't believe you knew this.
Yeah, that's just a little bit after the still in the Bill Russell era. Just a little bit after.
Indeed. Now, we're going to move to three.
Glad these are Miles' questions. Elijah will be crushing all of these.
Oh, yeah. Number three. How many NBA teams did Rajon Rondo play for? Was it A, three?
Did you say that name right?
I think.
Rajon Rondo?
Rajon Rondo? Is that his?
Yes, that's his name.
Oopsie doopsie. Well,
the answer. Anything about Rajon Rondo?
It is A, 3, B, 10, C, 13, or D, 17.
Well, I don't. It's either A or B. Really, I'm just going to go with A, the safe answer.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
You are wrong.
Is it 10?
It's 10.
Yeah.
It is 10.
Oh my. It's
NBA team.
This is the first time that Miles has been on.
I know.
He's missed three questions.
Yeah, I know.
This is insane.
This is he's starting a losing streak now.
I know.
Lorelai just came through the window.
I don't know anything about Rajon Rondo.
They're
I'm sorry.
Up some L's through the windows right now.
Yeah, it's not looking good for you right now. All, you are not looking too hard.
All the people who have lost the miles are coming up through the window and just giving a big old fat L. All
right. Now, question four. What year did Monaco become a country?
What? Dude.
Was it A, 1700, B, 1850, C, 1861, or D, 1900?
I feel like 1861 is the most specific answer, because I feel like it wouldn't be just right on the dot, so I'm going to go 1861, I guess.
Is that your decision?
I mean, I don't know anything about Monaco, but we'll go yeah.
You're right.
Oh,
that's the point. You are correct. It was in 1861.
Finally. You did something.
Well, I did it.
You got
maybe
it right.
Go 3 for 6.
You're going 1 and 4 right now. Question 5. True or false? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to the NBA. Wait, what? He did not write this one.
Is it written wrong?
I
need to see this.
Hold
one.
On a second. I think that there might have been a issue in writing.
Oh,
for this one,
it's true or false. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was drafted to the NBA in 1972.
Bro,
yeah.
True or false?
Because it seems like there was a miswrite, a little oopsie.
There's a little oopsie. Oopsie.
Well, no, because he won the championship with the Bucks in 71, so he couldn't have been in 72. So that's false.
Is that your final answer?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Are you sure about that? Is that a yes or
actually,
no?
Actually, wait.
Yes or no, man?
No, never mind. I'm going to go true.
You're going to go true?
Okay. Is that your final answer?
Wait. No. No, it's not. No, it's not. I'm sticking with false.
Sticking with false.
Because he won championship with the Bucks in 71.
Okay. You sticking with it?
Yes.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
You're right. It is false.
Okay. Okay. Good.
You were this close. I was about to just lose it, honestly.
Playing ping pong with his decisions.
I know.
It's risky back business.
Back and forth.
Risky.
You right. Made me rip the headphones off my head.
All right. Here's your last question, Miles. Question 6. What state is the 36th state?
Dog.
Is it Rhode Island, Georgia, California, or Nevada?
I remember this question tripped you up on your first episode.
Did it?
Yeah. It's not this exact question, but it was the same format.
Oh, okay. Can I hear the answers again?
Is it Rhode Island, Georgia, California, or Nevada?
Well, it's either California or Nevada because Georgia and Rhode Island are East Coast states, which would have been early on.
I know. But are you sure about that?
Yes.
Rob?
Hey, this is...
You pipe down.
Don't make him go back and forth again. I'm
going to go Nevada.
Okay. You didn't have to slow it down.
Final answer.
We'll just go with it.
Are you sure?
And you are correct.
Yay.
It is Nevada.
Yay. Woo.
And that's all.
That's three to six.
So that's
all not right. A good performance.
Let's slide the mic over to Elijah.
Yes. All right.
Give him the mic. Elijah, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
How you feeling so far in terms of questions based on how Miles has done?
I feel like there should have been some easy ones he could have added, especially that Rajon Rondo one.
Yeah.
I mean, we see Rajon Rondo, like, go through a lot of teams, so I feel like that 10 like a little bit too easy, but there's some questions you should have had.
It would have been easy if we had asked you. I know that you know that much.
I know me a little bit, just a little bit.
You know, I know you know more than Miles.
Yeah,
Miles is a baseball guy.
I'm a basketball fan in the case where I only keep up with the Bucks. Like, that's...
All right.
Smacked my knee on the desk.
Sam?
Well, to say to you, Rob, anyways, to you, Elijah, I got you questions. A whole set of them. You ready?
Yeah.
Indeed you are. Question one. What year was Can You Stand the Rain by New Edition? 1972, 1980, 1988, 1996.
Oh. I'm going to have to go. What was A again? I know the rest. What was A again?
1972.
Nah, I'm going to have to go with 1988, I believe.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, it is. Wait. Hold on.
You're going to wait until after I play the sound effects?
Hold on, because that I believe that was also a single, and the album came out in 1984 with the Can You Stand the Rain the song was in. So I'm going to actually go with 82.
82 is not a...
Oh.
Not a non selection.
Wait, what was the selections?
1972, 1980,
1988,
and
1996.
I'm going to go in 1988.
You're going to go with
88? Yes, I am. That's your final answer?
That's my final answer.
Then you would be correct, Elijah. It is 88. Well done.
Oh, Elijah's already on the
track to beat Miles this segment.
I had to think about it for a minute.
Yeah.
He's already on the fast track to
take a double take. Well, question two. What state is NBA player Kevin Garnett from? South Carolina, Georgia, Washington, or Ohio?
Oh, man. I seen something on about this when his mom wouldn't let him play basketball, but I forgot what state. Name the answers again.
South Carolina, Georgia, Washington, Ohio.
I'm going to go with South Carolina. Final answer.
That's your final answer?
Yeah.
You are correct. It is South Carolina. Woo-hoo! Miles is catching up to you.
No. He's catching up to Miles.
That's what I just said.
You said Miles is catching up to you.
You said Miles catching up to you.
No, I said Miles. He's catching up to you.
Ah.
Open your ears a little bit. All right.
No.
Okay, then. Question three. What year was the movie Friday released? A, 1982, B, 1990, C, 1995, or D, 2002?
I'm going to go with, was 1990 an answer?
A, 1982, B, 1990, C, 1995, and D, 2002.
I'm going to go with B.
B, 1990?
Yeah, because it was a little, Bernie Mac was like still a little young.
That's your decision?
Yes, it is.
Well, you're wrong. The answer is C.
Oh, he hits you hard with that one.
You were close. You were close, though. Now, move on to number three. What year was... Wait, that's just the same question. Hold on. Number four. What year was Edgerrin James born? I think I pronounced that name wrong.
Let me see.
What's his name?
I pronounced it wrong. Kai, you're our resident name pronouncer corrector.
It is Edgerrin James.
It is Edgerrin James.
Okay,
I don't even know who that is.
I was right. Okay, Edgerrin James.
Colts running back.
What year was he born? A, 1978. B, 1984. C, 1990. Or D, 1997.
Well, I believe he's probably one of the old Colts running back, and he probably played with the Manning himself. So I'm going to go with A, 1978.
That's your final answer?
Yes.
You'd be right. It is 1978.
And that's been tied at
3 points each. Yeah.
So if Elijah gets this one, he wins the segment.
Yes, sir.
Yay.
Question five. True or false? Johnny Gill joined a New Edition in 1988.
That is true.
Is that your final answer?
Wait, you said 19. Because he was in Can You Stand... No, that's false. It's false.
False?
It's false, yes.
Final answer?
Yes.
You're wrong. It's true.
What?
You went back, man.
You tossed it in the trash can.
Oh,
what? Well, he was in Can You Stand the Rain.
Well, sucks to suck.
Well, you've got a chance to tie it up, at least.
You've got... they're
already tied. Oh, he already is tied up.
All this right. is your final question. You've got the chance to take it all home right here.
At least this game.
Yeah.
And if you don't, we go into tiebreaker.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. Question six. What is the 40th state? A, South Dakota, B, Kansas, C, Delaware, or D, Hawaii?
Well, it's not Hawaii because Hawaii was the last state. No, that was Alaska, I believe. Can I get the options again?
South Dakota, Kansas, Delaware, Hawaii.
I'm going to go with Kansas.
You're going to go with Kansas?
Yep.
You're wrong. It is South Dakota.
I was thinking South Dakota,
We have been put into a tiebreaker, folks. 3-3.
Tiebreaker alert. Tiebreaker alert.
Wow. I've not heard that one before. You guys get that one recently?
No, we've had that since last year.
Since... Why didn't
we just didn't have a lot of ties last year.
I guess. Well...
Miles has been tying a lot this year.
Yeah.
He seems to be the king of tying. Well, I guess we move on to the tiebreaker questions. Shall we?
We shall.
What year was the band Bon... No. Yeah, what year was the band Bon Jovi formed? A, 1975. B, 1983. Or C, 1989?
A.
1975, that's your choice?
Yes.
You're wrong.
What?
The answer is B, 1983. Moving forward. Next tiebreaker question. What? Oh, that's the same one. What? Okay. What state was Steve Harvey born in? A, Kentucky. B, West Virginia. C, New York. Or D, Arizona?
Just to be clear, this can go to either one of us.
Hmm?
So this one could go between either one of us?
Yeah.
Oh, just whoever, right? Whoever gets it first.
Whoever gets it right. Oh, did I do that right?
No.
No.
I did it right in my eyes. All right. Well.
I'm going to go with, what was it, South Carolina?
Kentucky, West Virginia, New York.
West Virginia.
Arizona. You think West Virginia?
West Virginia.
Okay. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
You're right. It is West Virginia.
Oh, my goodness.
Comes
oh
out
my goodness.
On top.
Oh dear.
My turn.
Yay.
Yeah. Well, right. No, I think I should keep going through the question because I messed the first one up.
Well, you gave them both
okay.
the chance of this
it's
one.
Okay. No, it's okay. It's all good. It's all good.
It's
all
fine.
Just going
in there. Well, I don't know. Let's hear from Elijah.
Okay.
Let's hear a vote from that man.
You want to move on?
You want to move on to the next segment?
Or? You might have a good chance of this one, actually.
I want to win this. I don't like ties.
You really don't like ties.
Okay. I want to win this.
Well, since I messed up, we're going to... Okay. I'm going to...
Give Elijah one question this one. If he gets it right, then I guess we just get another tiebreak.
Okay, this time we got to do the question right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's two questions left. And if you get them right...
They both answer at the same time, by the way.
Yeah. Yes. I'm well aware of this now. Okay, are you ready? Who was the first lead singer of Journey?
Dude.
A, Steve Perry, or B, Greg Rohl?
Greg Rohl, final answer.
I mean, he took the only other answer, so Steve Perry.
The answer was A, Steve Perry.
So oh. Miles, I think Miles wins this segment.
I won the segment.
Miles wins the tiebreaker.
Did not matter.
It didn't matter. Okay. All right.
Bringing it into my game.
Your
this
game?
One is going to be a bit of a different formula for Elijah. Miles knows how
Elijah,
it works.
Elijah, do you know how this game works?
How's this game works?
Sorry. I am going to give you four questions first. Your goal is to figure out which question you are supposed to guess the answers to. So basically, you have to guess the question, and then you have to guess the answer to that question from the selection that I have here.
Okay.
Right? So... The way that this works, you guys will both get a chance to answer the same question, but you guys will rock, paper, scissors to see who gets to answer first. If someone gets it wrong, then you have a chance to steal to get another correct answer. Some of the questions have multiple correct answers.
Okie dokie.
So, we'll rock, paper, scissors for the first question. Go. Best of one. Just
rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Let's go, man.
All right. Your questions are, what year did Amerigo Vespucci discover America? What year did Britain colonize America? What year was the first Sherlock Holmes book published? And what year was I born?
What year did Christopher...
I'm not done yet. Oh, okay. I got to give you the answers first so that you know which one you're going for here. Your answers are 1597, 1822, 1501, and 2.
1501.
And your question?
My question is, when did Christopher Columbus...
It wasn't Christopher Columbus. It was Amerigo Vespucci.
America.
He didn't guess.
I don't know. I got confused.
I'm confused too, man.
Do you want me to reread it?
Yeah.
Do you need me to re-explain how it works?
Yeah, I know kind of how it works. Like, I'm supposed to guess the question.
Yeah, I'll give you the questions and the answers.
Okay.
Then you guess the question and the answer.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you got a whole bunch of questions. I'm
whole bunch
to...
of questions, whole and bunch I'm... of answers, but you just have to guess one of them.
Okay.
One correlation.
It's like on those pieces of paper that you would get, okay, where you had questions
I gotta,
on one side.
I got
to
match
the
right one, basically.
On the other side, and you just drew a line.
But you only match one of them.
Okay. Yep. I got it.
You
I
just
got
drew
it.
A line in between.
So, do you need to hear him again?
Yeah, I need him again.
All right. What year did Amerigo Vespucci discover America? What year did Britain colonize America? What year was the first Sherlock Holmes book published? And what year was I born? The answers are 1597, 1822, 1501, and 2.
1822, when did Britain colonize America?
Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer.
That is incorrect.
Dang it.
Miles, you got to steal this one. Do you need to hear the questions or answers again?
No, I think I'm going to go with Sherlock Holmes' book in 1822.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Oops.
Oopsie-poopsie.
So you got another shot at this
then
one.
Then I'm going to go with 1501, when did Britain colonize America?
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is incorrect.
Yeah.
Miles, this is your last shot here.
1597 for when Amerigo Vespucci discovered America.
That's your final answer?
Sure.
Nope.
Man, we suck at this.
Amerigo Vespucci discovered America in 1501.
Oh, I was close.
All right.
You literally said the answer at the beginning.
I did.
And neither of them picked it.
All right. Question two. This one again, rock, paper, scissors for it. So you get to go first on
this
one.
Wait, but he went first on last one, which means I get to go first on this one.
I rock, paper, scissors all for after every question.
That's my version.
That's Rob's thing.
Different game, different rules.
I go again.
All right. Question two. Your questions are, where do I keep several Nerf guns? Where is the water heater held in the average American home? Where do termites like to hide? And where do I hide? Your answers are the closet, the basement, your walls, or all of the above.
Where do I hide? All of the above.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
That is correct. That's one of the answers. That's a joke question. But we do have an actual answer for this one. So, Miles, you get a chance to guess another question if you'd like. There are multiple answers.
So, I think it's the termite question, but can I hear the answer?
Closet, basement, your walls, or all of the above.
Oh, no, water heater in the basement.
Is that your final answer?
Oh, I guess. Average American home. Not every home has a basement. I didn't think about that. Ah, shoot. Termites in the walls.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's correct. All right. You guys each have a point for this one.
Termites in my walls. Woohoo.
Termites in the walls. Wahoo.
Very
all right.
Fun.
Do the rock, paper, scissors again.
All
right. Let's figure it out.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock,
wow,
paper,
look
scissors,
at them going
shoot.
At it like
look
savage
oh
dogs.
My,
did he get you again, Miles?
Back to back to back.
Back to back to back. All right.
To
question
back.
Three. Your questions
back.
Are, who is Leif Erikson Day named after? B, who had fake teeth? Who got verbally assaulted by an air traffic controller?
Oh.
And who do I have a life-sized wax model of in my bedroom? Your answers are George Washington, Tom Cruise, Leif Erikson, and Han Solo.
Who has fake teeth? George Washington.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
That is actually incorrect.
Oh, wow.
George Washington did not actually have fake teeth.
But
that was a myth that was made up by British soldiers. Yeah. Miles, you have a chance to steal this one.
They lied to us.
They did lie to us.
Going to be my guess.
Yeah.
So, what was the first question?
Who is Leif Erikson Day named after?
Who's Leif Erikson Day? And one of the answers is Leif Erikson?
Yes.
I didn't lock in, Rob.
I didn't mean to press
your
it.
Horses,
I,
man.
I was going to get ready to press it.
Too much velocity on that, man.
I slipped. You slipped.
You have a wax figure of Tom Cruise.
Is that your final answer?
No, I was totally kidding. I'm just going to say Leif Erikson Day was named after Leif Erikson.
Yeah, final answer.
Sure.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh.
There are multiple correct answers for this one, so Elijah, you have a chance at this one if you want to guess the other answer.
Okay, which answer did he use?
He used Leif Erikson, and who was Leif Erikson Day named after?
So I know the Abraham Lincoln one and the teeth one is out the option. So tell me the last two again.
It was Tom Cruise and Han Solo.
Tom Cruise and Han Solo. And then what was the questions?
The ones that haven't been used are who had fake teeth, who got verbally assaulted by an air traffic controller, and who do I have a life-sized wax model of in my room?
Who got verbalized for an air traffic controller? Han Solo.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
Yeah, that does work. That is correct.
What?
Yeah. In one, there
oh,
is
I
one,
guess because
if
of...
you have watched the Solo movie,
oh,
the movie
oh,
Solo, there
yeah.
is a scene where he basically just gets verbally assaulted by an air traffic controller.
Yeah, okay.
Space traffic controller, but yeah, same difference.
Is there one Still more? Air. Is there one more answer?
There's
there is
no air in space.
There is actually.
I think I know it.
Do you want to get? You want to guess it?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Tom Cruise has fake teeth.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
That is correct. Tom
Boom.
Cruise has fake
oh.
teeth.
So does that mean I get 2 points for the round?
Yep.
Oh.
Oh, man, that's not
okay,
you,
so,
hey, you get,
so
you get as many points for as many
him,
questions as you
if,
get, right?
If
yeah.
we're actually giving him points
yeah,
for
I'm giving people
what
points.
I thought was, when I thought the show was, when I thought the questions and answers were done for that point.
Yes, nah. So did I.
There were in fact three for that one.
They just keep going.
Question four.
I just wanted to guess it for
give
fun.
Your rock,
question
paper, scissors.
Four has four answers.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
We don't know.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh.
Who won that one? Elijah again.
Me.
Four so, for four.
So how many correct answers do we have for this one, or are you not going to tell us?
You'll find out.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, no.
Your questions are, which store has the tastiest drywall? Where did my parents leave me when I was six?
What?
What is the opposite of highs, and where do I steal plywood from? Your answers are Circle K, Big Lots, Lowe's, and Home Depot.
Circle K, Big Lots, and Lowe's, and Home Depot. And name the question again.
Which store has the tastiest drywall? Where did my parents leave me when I was six? What is the opposite of highs? And where do I steal plywood from?
Where do I steal plywood from? Lowe's.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is incorrect. I am a law-abiding citizen. Miles,
are
you
got
a chance to steal
just
this
okay.
one.
Just because it's funny, your parents left you when you were six at a Big Lots.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is incorrect. My parents keep very good track of me.
Oh, okay.
When I was a little child, they kept, like, four eyes on me, even though they only had two. There is still an answer for this one. So
two between
Elijah,
each of them, or
there
two
is still
each?
An answer for this one. So you guys need to get another guess at this one. Elijah?
Can I get the questions again?
The questions are, which store has the tastiest drywall? Where did my parents leave me when I was six? What is the opposite of highs? And where do I steal plywood from?
What is the opposite of highs? Kmart.
Kmart is not an option.
Well, what was it? What was
Circle
it?
K,
Circle
Big
K.
Lots, Lowe's, and Home Depot.
What is the opposite of highs? Circle K.
Is that the final answer?
Yes.
That is it. Miles.
What is the opposite of highs? Lows.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct.
Yay.
Highs and lows.
I heard what's the opposite of highs. I'm like, okay, he's gonna have lows on there.
Yeah so
lows.
Did I. I heard
highs
that
and
question.
Lows. That was the one correct answer on that one. There was only one answer on that one.
There was only one answer.
Yeah. I know. Boo. I didn't think
play
of this
the sound
one.
Effect, Rob. Play the sound effect.
Play the sound effect. You have it.
Hey, I
close enough. All right.
So, is there no place with tasty drywall?
No.
Oh,
that's not true.
Dang, I really wanted to find out what this tasty drywall. Oh. Oh. Okay.
Anyways.
Well, I know where
rock,
I'm going
paper,
after
scissors.
This
is your final question.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh, my God. The savagery.
I did it.
Finally beat me.
I did
incredible.
It.
Incredible.
I did
Miles.
It.
Miles, your questions are, how many Infinity Stones are there in the Marvel Comics? What is 5 squared? How many times have I watched Chicken Little?
Dude.
And how many?
Just how many?
How many.
Oh, okay, cool.
Your questions, your answers are 25, 12, 6, and 8.
I know there's 6 Infinity Stones.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
That is incorrect.
What? No, no, no. No, it's not.
It is incorrect. I'm not talking about the movies. Dude. We're going to move over to Elijah. You
really?
Have a chance to steal.
Okay, that's...
He was talking about the comic books, so, you know, they get real deep in the comic books and the movies, so there's probably, like, a billion. Anyway, can I get the questions again?
How many Infinity Stones are there in the Marvel Comics? What is 5 squared? How many times have I watched Chicken Little? And how many?
How many times did I watch Chicken Little? 25.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
That is actually correct. I have watched Chicken Little 25 times, mostly in the past year. There
I
is another
movie.
Correct answer for this one. So, Miles, you get one more shot.
5 squared is 25.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Yes, that is correct.
He knows basic algebra.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Let's go.
Also, another fun thing. I lied. There's another correct answer for this one.
Oh, my God.
What?
Yep. Elijah, this is going to be the last one. So if you get this wrong, then Miles gets another chance to steal.
Wasn't the last question how many?
How many?
And what was the numbers again?
25, 12, 6, and 8.
How many 6?
Is that your final answer?
No. How many 8?
Oh, how many 8?
Yeah.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Incorrect.
What?
Miles.
Are there 12 Infinity Stones?
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Nope.
Yeah, I didn't.
There are 8 Infinity Stones in the comics. There are the traditional 6,
well,
the mind,
see,
power, soul, time, reality.
How many 12?
Space. The correct. There are 2 others that are the death and ego stones in the comics.
See, I thought you was going to do another joke and say how many 8? Because
no.
How many 8? Like the number 8?
Yeah. That was, no, the original joke that I had planned was if somebody said how many 25, I was just going to give them 25 cents. But nobody said that. So Miles walks away with this segment. Going over to Rob.
Okay. My turn.
He wants the 25. Go, Rob.
You're not allowed to have the 25
Rob.
Cents. You're not on the show.
Rob,
go away.
Rob, we're running
get
out of time.
Get away from our window. No, it's fine.
Jeremiah, we're running out of time. Sit down.
No. It's fine. It's fine. Okay, we'll live.
We'll live. Will we?
The owner of the next show will live. All right.
What?
We're all going to live until we don't.
Okay, cool.
Okay,
can we just go into the segment?
Move on. Go.
All right. So, I'm gonna need you guys just to look away from the window while I show these buffoons a number. All right.
Okay.
So now I've shown them the number. Whichever one of you wants to go first can tell us. Guess. Which number? 1 to 5. How many was I holding up?
3.
Elijah?
2. No. 2.
What?
You had to double back. You had to correct yourself and gave the same answer.
2. No.
All right. 2 and 3.
Yes.
Well, Miles had the closest answer on that one.
Oh,
yes.
What was it?
The number was
4.
Numero
get in my head.
Quadro.
In my head.
Anyway, so Miles, you get first pickings on this answer.
Okay.
Name a food you might lick.
We're operating on a family food, on a Family Feud style thing, so.
I guess. Popsicle.
All right, Elijah.
Ice cream.
Number one answer. Boom. Elijah gets that one.
Was Popsicle on there?
Popsicle was on there.
Don't catch me on the Family Feud.
There was some non-food items on here, so I'm just gonna go through the list on this one. Name a food that you might lick: ice cream, lollipop, stamp.
Stamp is not food. That can't be the correct answer.
It's on there.
Listen,
Wait, hold on. Show me that list right now.
It's really expensive
popsicle
cuisine.
Popsicle and envelope.
It's paper. You can eat it.
Exactly.
It's very frowned upon, but I mean, I guess
okay.
you can.
Normalize
food
eating that you
stamps.
Might lick should not be a correct answer on this one.
Stamp and envelope were on there.
Envelope? Okay, now that's a weird one. You can't eat an
these
envelope.
But
you
can
lick an envelope.
Put your mind to it. You can eat anything.
But it says food that you can lick.
It does
lick.
Say food. Which means stamp and envelope should just not be on there.
Yeah.
Or they're telling us something that none of us knew.
Rob, hear me out.
Stamps and envelopes are edible.
Yeah, hear me out. Anything is food if you put your mind to it.
Anything's food if you deep fry it.
So
you're
telling
enough.
Me I should like put some flour on some coal and just deep fry and eat it? Or would the fryer would not explode?
Technically, it would be edible, but it wouldn't be good.
Deep fry a rock.
Anyway. Elijah, name something you do in front of a mirror.
I guess you can say flex.
Flex.
Mm.
Miles?
I don't do this personally, but do makeup.
Makeup.
Yes, he does.
What?
New answers.
I can see the eyes.
New
shadow.
Answers from both of you. Neither of those were on there.
Really? Oh.
Really?
I don't know what to say, but like I guess like look at yourself. I guess. Look at yourself.
Just admire.
All right.
Just like, man, I look
Miles.
Good.
I would say checking your reflection and telling your best friend, like, girl, never mind. No.
he definitely puts the makeup on.
Okay, where is your mirror normally?
I don't have one.
Do you not have one in your bathroom or anything?
No.
Really? Oh, wow.
Well, that's what... I'm just looking through Perriman's glasses. That's what I look like.
You can use those. Yeah.
Wow. No. Get dressed? I don't know.
You both... Okay, for this one, you both picked something that would both go into the same category of this answer. So I'm not going to award either of you the point yet.
Bruh.
So just... Think, where are mirrors usually?
In the bathroom.
Okay, what's something you do in the bathroom?
Poop.
That you do in front of the bathroom mirror.
Yeah, in front of the mirror?
Brush your teeth.
All right.
Miles?
Put on deodorant.
Brush your teeth, number one answer. Yeah. This one goes to Elijah.
Okay, I gotta know, why isn't Flex on there?
Why isn't Flex on there?
I don't know.
Man, I flex every day.
Same.
So what's on there is brush teeth, brush hair, pop a pimple or zit, check your outfit, and practice dance moves.
I check my outfit.
Practice dance moves?
I check my outfit
in my room. You don't
dance
in front of the mirror?
No!
A little bit, but no one flexes.
I'm in show choir. I dance in front of the mirror literally every day.
Why didn't you say that?
Because I didn't think it would be an answer.
Fair, honestly, yeah.
Okay, name something people tend to fall out of, Miles.
People fall out of?
Yes.
Planes. No. no. Like skydiving.
Dude,
skydiving, in quotation marks.
He went so wide-eyed.
I mean, I fall out of...
Do you fall out of planes?
I fall out of planes all the time. Like, I'm a flight to Ireland. Like, you couldn't go anywhere without falling out of the plane.
I had to tie you to bungee cords just because it kept happening.
Exactly. Like, we stopped at JFK, and I'm like, what is happening? I can't keep doing this.
Your answer.
I'm going to go with chairs.
Chairs? Okay.
Elijah.
Elijah.
The bed.
Oh. All right. We have two answers selected on this one.
I know Chad's going to be higher, though, probably.
Number one answer is tree.
Oh.
Number two answer is love. Three is one of your guys' answers, and so is four. And then five is the car.
I should have said, I knew it.
I'm disappointed that planes wasn't on the list, actually.
One second, why are people falling out of their car?
That's good.
Because, like, the car is familiar.
Have you ever seen, there are kids in the parking lot at my school that will just hang out the windows while they're pulling out of the school.
Literally.
It's ridiculous.
And then they fall out of the car.
I'm surprised no one has yet.
Okay.
But that seems like the leading cause of that.
The number three answer. Bed.
Bed.
Yes, sir.
Elijah gets that one,
number
too.
Number four is chair.
So, abracadabra.
Fourth question. Name a reason to celebrate a party.
Birthday.
Elijah.
I would say New Year's.
Did Elijah just say birthday?
No. I told Miles to go first on the last one. Yeah. So yeah, Elijah.
See, this is an iffy question because you can go with either birthday or New Year's.
Finish this question first.
But you know, some people don't like to celebrate their birthday with a party. But people love a New Year's party. So I'm going to have to go with New Year's.
All right, Miles?
I'm going to go either. Actually, traditionally, there is a party after funerals. Right? Oh. Isn't there? Like a little thing afterwards?
I haven't been to many funerals, but the one I did go to didn't have one, but I'm not sure. You know, maybe that's just.
I've got a weird family, okay?
It's not a lot of confetti.
No, but.
At funerals. Hey, you died.
I'm thinking either, like, birthdays. You know what? I'm going to go bar mitzvah.
Okay.
All right. Number one answer, graduation.
What?
Number two answer, that makes sense.
That makes
wedding.
Sense.
Number three answer, holiday party.
New Year's.
Number four was selected by one of you. Number five, bachelor or bachelorette party.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I guess some lucky Jew boy has turned 13 because it's bar mitzvah.
Ooh. Bar mitzvah? Well, hang on. New Year's qualifies as a holiday.
Yeah.
No.
It's not on the list.
It is a holiday.
It's a holiday.
You can't just say holiday celebration without including
a holiday.
You said a holiday celebration.
You did. Mm. I said holiday party.
It's a holiday.
Okay.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
I think that one goes to Elijah, honestly.
No.
All right.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
I forgot that New Year's is classified as a holiday, so that's a brain fart on my part.
Yep.
I still think that one goes to Elijah. Listen,
people get that day
Miles,
off from
Miles,
work.
Miles, I'm revoking your point. Here's what you get instead. And, Elijah, here's what you get.
Yes, sir.
Not going to steal that one from Elijah just because Rob forgot that New Year's is a holiday.
I'm slow.
Yeah, we know. It's fine. Good. Next question. Actually, no, I got to tell this.
Anyway.
Hang on. So my mom texted me about the falling out of a car thing.
Okay, dude.
She fell out of a car when she was three.
Behind.
I know. My mom apparently fell out of a car when she was three, and then my grandma almost ran her over.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Yep. So that's what she just texted me. Anyways, next question.
Fifth and final question before we get on to our post-game interview. Name something you might eat with crackers. Miles.
Cheese.
All right. Good. Yeah.
Come on. You gotta know the best answer is chili, baby.
Chili.
Number one answer, soup.
I think chili qualifies as
chili. Chili is a separate answer on here.
Oh,
chili's a separate answer.
But so is cheese.
Wait, chili's a separate answer, so that means soup doesn't count.
Okay. So soup is number one answer. Number two is one of your guys' answers. Oh. Number three is peanut butter. Number four is one of your guys' answers.
Like,
and
number four
five is sliced meats.
Oh, I love sliced meats. Oh, it's definitely cheese number four because people don't eat cheese without sliced meat.
I do.
Number four.
Come on, man.
Is chili.
Oh,
which means number two is cheese.
I got a
Miles
point.
Miles got a point.
I got scammed.
So I think that that means that the winner of this game, of this round specifically, was Elijah.
Yes.
But Miles,
today though,
Miles walks away again defending his title.
Wait, what? Hold
tie.
On, hold on.
Because
wait a minute.
First round
wait
tie.
A minute. If I'm not correct, I did have two more points than Miles this round.
Yeah.
Yeah, this round.
But this
and
round,
then the last round, he only had one more point.
Yes, meaning he won that game.
It doesn't matter.
He won that round,
points,
and then he won trivia
seconds.
As well.
Yeah.
So he did win the first two games. We just did this last one because Rob has some questions that he wanted to ask.
Man.
Listen, yeah. We all, no matter,
don't worry, you'll get
no
another
matter
shot.
What, we always go through all three.
Personally, I won in points, but he went around, so I give it to him.
You'll get another shot at some point.
One in spirit.
Eventually.
One in spirit. Anyways.
Hey, it is what it is.
Anyway, post-game interview.
So, Elijah, how do you feel knowing that you couldn't deliver on your promise of destroying Miles?
I mean, personally, I did destroy him. I had more points, but I guess he won the rounds. So, yeah. I guess that what matters. I destroyed him in my own way. I destroyed him in rock, paper, scissors. I destroyed him in Rob's questions. And I almost destroyed him in trivia, yeah. Which I should have, but I didn't. So, personally, I'm going to come back. And I'm not taking this so lightly.
All right. Oh, okay. We've got beef. Let's go.
We're gonna give you
a
nice,
good
old grudge match.
Well, I love a good rivalry.
I'll write that down.
Whenever Miles gets taken out,
yeah.
we'll take a pause to give you two a grudge match.
All right. Miles, let's hear it. How do you think you did? How are you feeling about this win?
It was... I mean, to be honest, it's been a rough, very mentally exhausting week. So
yeah.
You know, I
surprised that
surprised
you did as well
I got
as
well as I did.
Do you feel your crown slipping from your head slightly?
I felt it today, but you know, I gotta go into the next week. I gotta take some supplements. Get some better sleep. You know what I mean. Get my brain in tippy top shape so that I can, you know, come back and whoever challenges me go down. So
anyway,
yeah.
So I don't know who we're gonna have for next week.
No,
because,
we'll figure that out when it comes
I
to
forgot,
it.
And if Sam would like to, because I hear Landon's not gonna be here next week for game either.
Oh,
is he
looks
not?
Like you're gonna be taken over twice.
Looks like I'm the trivia man.
Looks like he's taken over, I guess. He's the new game host. That's what it is.
Anyway, that's game.
That's going to wrap it up for game.
And remember, we're the greatest associates of modern day entertainment.
I'm
good night, Indianapolis.
Play the outro. Yeah, there you go.